You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Shalom, Australia. Outgoing IDF Chief of Staff Gadi Eisenkot said on Friday that in 2018 alone, Israel dropped 2,000 bombs on Iranian targets in Syria. Eisenkot said Israel has shifted its focus to Iran, its primary enemy, whose vision was to have significant influence in Syria by building a force of up to 100,000 Shiite fighters from Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Iraq. They built intelligence bases and an air force base within each Syrian air force base, and they brought civilians in order to indoctrinate them. Eisenkot said by 2016, Iran's Quds force had mobilized 3,000 men in Syria, along with 8,000 Hezbollah fighters and another 11,000 foreign Shiite troops. On Wednesday, Gonen Segev, former Israeli minister turned spy for Iran, was sentenced to 11 years in jail as part of a plea bargain negotiated with prosecutors. He is said to have met with Iranian intelligence officials repeatedly over the past 6 years, supplying the Iranians with information. 13,000 Palestinians participated in riots along the Gaza border on Friday, throwing rocks, firebombs and hand grenades, and trying to breach the security fence. Israeli soldiers responded with tear gas and live fire. One woman was killed and 15 other rioters were wounded. Jason Greenblatt, President Donald Trump's envoy to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, condemned Hamas for its instigation of violence. Speaking before 2,000 members of Labour's Central Committee on Wednesday night, party leader Avi Gabay was met with boos and whistles. Gabay attempted to ignore the calls for him to step aside and try to present himself as a credible alternative to Netanyahu and Likud. He urged Benny Gantz and Yair Lapid to join forces with him in a combined effort to unseat Netanyahu. Gabay said, in a normal country, the Prime Minister doesn't attack the law authorities. I know and you know that millions of Israelis miss having a normal country. We're the only ones who are committed to change in Israel, and I call on you, join the change and don't join the Netanyahu government. Popular IDF chief Benny Gantz is widely seen as the only candidate who can challenge Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in the upcoming election, even though he has yet to lay out any positions. After Gabay's speech, veteran MK Eitan Kabel declared that the party leader was incapable of delivering victory and should never have been elected at its head. Gabay succeeded in passing his proposal for a new party constitution, giving him considerable power over party institutions, and a separate motion allowing him to reserve 3 spots, 2, 10 and 16, on the electoral slate for his preferred candidates, who will not have to run in the primaries. The High Court instructed Agudat Yisrael on Thursday to change its party regulations within 21 days to allow women to run for office. Currently, a clause in the regulations stipulates that only men may run on the platform. The party agreed in September to remove the clause following a 3-year legal battle by multiple women's groups. The party stressed at the time of the agreement that it was a symbolic move only, as the Council of Torah Sages, which decides on the party's positions, would not approve a female candidate for office. However, the court in its rulings this past week stressed that women who claim to meet the requirements and are barred from the party will be able to take legal action. The petition was brought by a coalition of women, including Women Lawyers for Social Justice, and was supported by Nivcharot, an ultra-Orthodox women's movement. Nivcharot representative Esther Rydel-Idusky said in September that symbolic victories were also important. For us, it is not 2018, it is 1918. We're in the middle of a suffragette fight. A judge on Thursday extended the remand of a 16-year-old who is the key suspect in a stoning attack that killed a Palestinian woman, saying he was facing terrorism suspicions of a very high level. Last Sunday, the Shin Bet partially lifted a gag order on the case and announced that it had arrested 5 students from the Pri Haaretz yeshiva in the Rechilim settlement on suspicions of involvement in the killing of Aisha Rabi, a 47-year-old mother of 8. 4 other teenage suspects in the case were released to house arrest at the request of the police and Shin Bet. The Shin Bet, which has led the investigation, has come under fire from far-right activists over the minors' extended detention and their denial of a right to speak to a lawyer, and has faced accusations of torture. Judge Avnin asserted that on basis of the information he had seen, the Shin Bet was handling the investigation in a responsible manner. Route 4370, the first road in the West Bank with a physical barrier separating Israeli and Palestinian traffic, was opened on Thursday. Two lanes of the road connect the Gevar Binyamin settlement to the French Hill neighborhood and are open to Israeli vehicles and to Palestinians who have entry permits for Jerusalem. The other two lanes branch off and lead around the city without access to Jerusalem itself and are for vehicles of Palestinians who do not have access permits for Jerusalem. The divided road has drawn criticism, with PLO Executive Committee member Ahmed Majdalani describing it as apartheid. Binyamin Regional Council Chairman Yisrael Gantz said it was an oxygen pipe for residents of Binyamin and the surrounding area. Supermarket magnate Rabbi Levy is behind the new mall that opened this week in Atarot, which adjoins Arab neighborhoods Bet Hanina and Shuafat and the Jewish neighborhoods of Pisgat Zev and Ramot. Nearby are the Palestinian towns of Chizma and several other villages. Levy said, "I don't care about the nationality of the people who shop here and work here. Let's talk less about who's who. Let's just shop together, serve each other, and respect each other." Dima Tayeh from the village of Kfar Manda in the Galilee on Tuesday announced she was running in the Likud primaries. Tayeh, who was among a group of Arab Israelis who toured the US to campaign against the BDS movement, says she has been a proud member of Likud for 6 years. Her family has said they will shun her until she recants. If elected, she would be Likud's first Arab MK. Israel's Central Election Committee said on Wednesday that it is devising a detailed plan of action to thwart attempts by foreign countries to meddle in the April elections, following an alert from the Shin Bet that such attempts are being made by a country that cannot be named by orders from the military censor. Both China and Russia have been rumored as interested in cyber interference, similar to that experienced in the US. Hundreds of Arab Christian demonstrators clashed with police in Haifa on Friday over a museum's display of a sculpture depicting Ronald McDonald on a cross. The McJesus, sculpted by Finnish artist Janne Linnonen, went on display in August as part of the Haifa Museum's Sacred Goods exhibit. On Thursday, Culture Minister Miri Regev sent Haifa Museum Director a letter calling for the sculpture's removal, saying disrespect of religious symbols sacred to many worshippers in the world as an act of artistic protest is illegitimate and cannot serve as art in a cultural institution supported by state funds. In response to Friday's protest, the museum director agreed during a meeting with church leaders and officials from the Haifa municipality to put a sign at the entrance to the exhibit explaining it contains potentially offensive content. This is Peter Jones-Pellach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.